Wir holen Daf Kuf Tessam Beis. Wir holen die Mishne Daf Kuf Tessam Beis. Mish again, we learn Mishne, we'll go with Mishne again. Mish Olach Lom Medina Sayom. If somebody goes to Medina Sayom, the Yovdo Derech Sadeyu. When he comes back, he knows which field belongs to him, but there are four neighbors on the four sides, and he remembered he used to have a derech, that means a path, to go into his field. And he forgot now which side was the path. And Sa'ad Manoim Adman says, Yerlech Le Biktzorah. He has the right to go now and take at least the smallest path into his field. In other words, there are people around him, and the people around him say, nothing doing, it doesn't belong to you. He has the right to say, no, I remember I once owned a path. I don't know which path is mine. He has a right to take the smallest path. V'chom moim nechom say no. Yikna loy derech, he has to pay for the path. He doesn't have right to get it. Yikna loy derech b'mei amon. He has to pay $100. No, he has to pay money if he wants to get a path to go through their fields into his fields. Oh, if he doesn't want to pay for it, yifrach b'avir, let him get himself a helicopter and fly into his fields. But he has no right to walk through the outer fields. They have a right to say, it doesn't belong to you. Samar says, now my time with the Rabbonin. What's the pshat from the Rabbonin? L'chura shapa kom admon. Admon says, very good. Listen, before he left, he knew for sure he owned a path to get into his field. So now when he comes back, like how could the outside guy say nothing doing? Like if you don't know which path this is, at least he should get the shortest path. What's the pshat from him? Samar Rav Yudah says like this. Samar Rav Yudah Marav. We're talking about the four fields around him does not belong just to one person, but it belongs to four different people. So therefore, when he goes to any one of them, each one could push him off and say, listen, your path was not in my field. And the second guy, the third and the fourth guy. For the Gemara, if so, my time of the Admon, Saka Gutam, what the Chum say? What's the Pshan Admon? Why does Admon say he has the right to get his path? L'churi shouldn't get his path. Anyone he goes to, each one can say, your path was not by me, my field. So if you want to take it away, L'churi, you have to bring a proof. So how could you just go and take the shortest field, the shortest path? Maybe it's not in the field that you had it. So my Rav says like this, if true, now there are four people living in the four fields around it. If each one bought it off a separate person, that means at the beginning also it belonged to four different people. Or else, we are bored the Yosim Mikoyachad. Four people now all bought it off one person. And I'll tell you then, Kuliyamulay Pligi di Motzi Matchilay. Everybody agrees that when the person comes back now, like the Chachamim, that the people have a right to push him away. Listen, it belongs to four different people now. Each person has a right to say, your path is not in my field, so he can't go to any one of them, he has to pay money for it. Ki Pligi, where the Machlaik is, Bechod, that means at the beginning, four people owned the four different fields around. And now, when the person came back, one person bought all four fields around him. So Amaita, now there's one person owning all the four fields. So what's the machlokes? Admon Savar, Mikol Mokom Dark Yisli Gabuch. Admon says, listen, now there's one person that owns all the four fields around my fields. And I know, it's Yedua, that I used to own a path. So now that I don't know which path is mine, I'll call upon him, you have a path of mine. So I have a right to go to you and say, you have to give me at least one path. Which one? True. The smallest one I have a right to, not the biggest one. But I'll call upon him, the smallest one you have to give me. That's Adam and Svara. For Rabbanan Tzavi, what's the Rabbanan Svara? Rabbanan have a new Svara like this. He says, Ishaskis, if you're going to keep quiet. And Rashi says, like, I'll sell you a path for cheap. Shaskis, keep quiet, and I'll do you a favor, I'll sell you the path for cheap. But Vilo, if you're not going to keep quiet, and you're going to argue to say, listen, you own all four fields now, so you for sure have my path, I want it from you. You know what he could say? He could say, Mahadrano Shtorilamarayu, I'm going to return my shtar that I bought these fields to the original owners. And if the original owners were still on it now, there were four people that owned it originally. If there are four people involved, then you're not going to be able to talk to anyone to them because each one will push you away. So therefore, the Rabbanan Svara is new Svara of Ishaskis. That means if you keep quiet and buy from me now the path, I'll sell to you cheap. Good. If you're not going to keep quiet, though, I have a reason not to give you the field, because I have this power to say, as if I'm going to give back these fields to the people I bought it from. And I bought it from four different people, and if they would own it, each one of them could throw you away. So therefore, right now also, you have no right to it.
If he gives it back to the four different people?
Moore says now, Hahu, there's a person, Diyomala, Diklo Labras. A man before he was dying said he wants his daughter to get a palm tree. Is Ozo Yasmi Poliglanichsei. Then the person died, and all the boys, the sons, went and took the Yerusha and divided it equally. And Layoivala Dikloi. They did not give their sister the palm tree. So Sav Rav Yosef Lemei, Rav Yosef thought to say, Hainu Masnisin, that's Bechur like our Mishnah, that according to Chachamim, the daughter has no right to get a palm tree. Because let's say there are three brothers. So each one gets three palm trees. So now which brother could she go to? Any brother she goes to ask for the palm tree will say, it's not for me, go to the other brother. Just like the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, that when you want to get your path from four different people, each one could push you off. So Mara says, no, it's no tzushtel. The Mara says, Mida omale Abaye. Abaye says back, Midami. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam kol chodah v'chodah motzi matchilei. Over there, since four different people own the four fields, each one can push you off. But hocher over here, the case is, Dikla gabayehu. Before the father died, when the father owned all the property, he said he wants to give one palm tree to his daughter. So now when the father dies, out of his property, one palm tree goes to her. Is a Mela, the brothers have no right like Tiash and all the palm trees. One palm tree has to go to her. But which one? So Maita Kantaya, what can we do now? The four brothers ran fast and divided up. The four palm trees, each one took one. So what can we do now? What we have to do is Leisvala Dikla, like start everything over again. We have to first give her one palm tree. Then, for Lahadri V'Liflug Mereisha, start the Yerusha over again. After she gets a one palm tree, now the brothers yashin equally what's left over. Another case like this is a Hudi Yamaluhu. A man said before he died, Diklo Lebras, I want to give one palm tree to my daughter. Shochiv, then the person died. Vishovak Trey Palgada Dikla. He left over a few trees, but he also left over two halves of trees. What does it mean a half of a tree? How could you have a half of a tree? So Rashi says it means Beshutfis. In other words, he owned this tree, but Shutfus, there was a partner with the tree. He owned half the tree, and his partner owned half the tree. So there are two trees like this that the father only owned half of it. Now the question is, Yosef Ravashi v'Kukashila, he had a question like this. Mikori Inish Latre Palge Dikla Dikla. In other words, the brothers now, they wanted to be smart. Nobody likes to own half of a palm tree. So what they wanted to do is, they figured like this. Our sister is supposed to get a palm tree. So we'll give her the two halves of a palm tree, and we'll keep all the good palm trees. That's what the brothers wanted to do. So the question is that right? When the father said, I want my daughter to get a palm tree, does two halves of a palm tree, is that called a palm tree? Oiloi, maybe not. When the father said one palm tree, he meant a complete palm tree, and not two halves. So therefore the Yerushim, the brothers, have no right to give her two halves. They have to give her a one tree. Omale Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Hochi Yomer Ravimi Miagrunya Mishmei the Rover, the name of Rover. Kori Inchi Latre Paga Dikla Dikla, yes. A person calls two a halves a tree. So therefore, the brothers now have a right to give to their sister these two halves of the tree. There are two trees there that the father owned Beshutfis with a partner. So they have a right to give her this tree, and the other tree is Dokik. So the Mishnah. Somebody comes with a shtar choy, they have a shtar saying, you owe me $100. Now the loiva comes and says, like he wants to prove it, that I paid you up already. Because right after, I mean, after the shtar, after this man I'm supposed to pay you up, I have a shtar that you sold me a field. That you sold me a field. Now there's no svar to say that the malva, the one that lent the money, is going to sell his field to him and like take money if he doesn't get first the money back for the loan. So here before, like you sell him your property, what you should do is, if the guy has money, first take the money for your loan. Make sure the loan is paid up. And then you go to sell him property. So what's going to be in such a case? That the malva is saying now, listen, I didn't collect my money yet, But even so, I sold you my property. Is Admon Omer, Admon says, yes, Yochelu Shoyomar, the Malv has a right to say, Ilu Ayisa Chayiv Lecha, forget, I mean, the Lev has a right to say, like to argue back to say for sure, I paid you up already. Because Ilu Ayisa Chayiv Lecha, the Lev, the one that borrowed the money, has a right to say, that if I didn't pay you up the money yet, Hoy Lecha Liporesh Lecha, Kishamachat Liyas Asada. When you went and sold me your field, like Lechuru, the money that I paid for the field, you should have taken that money first for the loan that I borrowed from you. And then first you should sell me the field. So therefore, if you did sell me the field, it has to be that I first paid you off the loan. And after I paid you back the money for the loan, then you sold me the field. So that's a proof the loiva has that he paid up the money. Even though the malva has the shtar. The Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say, no, there's no proof here. The Chachamim Maimrim, Zehoye Pikeach. This malva, the one that first lent the money, is a smart person. You know what he did? Now, as he went and said, paid me up. The guy says, no, I don't have money to pay you up. So he was afraid he'll never get paid up. So he said, you know what? Like you tricked him. I have a field to sell. Do you want to buy my field? The guy said, yes. So Shemachal Esakak, he sold him the field. And true, the money he took for the field. The money for the loan he didn't receive yet. But he feels satisfied now, Mevnei Shuyachal Amashkenai, that now the loiva owns the field. And in case the loiva is not going to pay me back the money, I have a security, I'll go down and take that field from Ashken. So therefore, there's no proof to say that the loiva paid up the money first. It could be maybe the loiva did not pay up first. Still, the malva, the one that lent him the money, would now sell him property. He'll get his money back, and now the loiva has karka, he feels secure. If he doesn't pay him up the money, he'll take back his karka. So Gemara says, they said that's a shver svarim. My time with the Rabbonin. Lechura shape komer admon. Admon says very good. Normal people don't do that. When you want to sell field and you see the guy has money, what you should do is take that money first back for your loan. You lent him 1,000, get back first 1,000 for your loan, and then you worry about selling him. So what's the pshat in the Rabbanan? So mercy like this. The asra diyoyviz zuzi v'hodakas v'shtara, in a place that when you sell a field, that first the person pays the money. And then they first write up the shtar. In such a case, kuli yamalei pligidi motzi yamalei hoy lecho li poresh lecho kishemachati li esasoda. Everybody agrees to Admon Svara. Like if the normal manner is, before we write up the shtar, that I'm selling you the property, you pay me up the money, so now that the malva received the money back, before he writes up the shtar, he should not write the shtar then. Because he should say like this, I lent you yesterday $1,000. Now you're giving me $1,000 for my field. Once you gave me the money, for sure we should have kept it for the loan. And to say, listen, if you want to buy my field really, pay me another $1,000. So if he did write him up a shtar later, it's a proof like the Levi says, he did already pay up the money. Keep pligi, where is the machlekes here? Ba'asrei de kosvi shtar of hoda yovizuzi. First they write up the shtar. First they write up that I'm selling you the field. And then first you pay for the money. You pay the money. I hear Admon Sar Admon says still, Iboilei lemimser maidor, that if the laver is true, what he's saying, if the malva is right, that he didn't pay the money yet, before the malva would write up the shtar mechira, he should have gave him maidor. That means he should have told people what's going on here. That really, really, he still owes me $1,000. And I'm only writing up the shtar in order that he should give me the money, but I don't mean to sell in the field. Like you should have told people what's going on. For Rabbonin Sar Rabbonin say still no. The Malva has a right to say, I was afraid to tell anybody. In other words, really, the Loiva did not pay me back the money yet. And still, I'm selling in the property, like the Mishnah says, because I want to have a mashkin. I want to be secure to get something back from him. Why didn't I tell anybody else first? Because there's a svara always of, Chavra Chavra Yisley. One friend has another friend. Ve'chavra de Chavra Chavra Yisley. And that second friend has a third friend. In other words, news travels. If I would have told two people, like, don't tell anybody. But I'm only selling the field now because I want to collect my money first. You have to be afraid that those people will eventually tell him. And when he hears about it, he won't go and buy the field. He won't pay you the money. So therefore, there's no way for you to tell anybody. Therefore, the Chum says the Malva wants to be smart, and I'll sell you my field. And I take a mean to sell you the field, and you pay me for it. And this money that I'm getting now is for the field. Even though you still owe me the $1,000 for the loan. But at least now I feel secure that if you're not going to be able to pay me back the money, I'll be able to take the property back from you. So the Mishnah. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyv ze al ze. Two people both have a shtar that one lent the other one money. Reuben has a shtar that Shimon owes him $1,000, and Shimon has a shtar that Reuben owes him money. They say shnayim, two people, Reuben and Shimon, shoytzi shtar choyv ze al ze. Each one has like a check that the other one owes him money. So Adman Oyma Adman says like this. Ilu wa yisi chayiv lecho. If I owe you the money, ketzadat to love me many. Like the chura, the second one has a right to say, listen, like if you want to say it's true that you lent me money and I didn't pay you back yet, so if so, how could it be that I'd lend you money right now? Like the chura, the money I give you should have been for your loan. So Melis, it's a proof that I already paid you up already. That's what Adman says. Adman Oymer. He has a right to say, Ilu yisi chayiv lecho, the second one to say the first one. If I didn't pay you back the loan yet, ketzad ata lovi mimeni. How is it possible that now you came and borrowed money from me? Well, what are you doing borrowing money from me? If I owe you $1,000, do you come now and borrow money from me? What you do is ask for the money back. So that should be a proof that I really paid you back the money.
The other one should say the same thing.
Okay, good. No. The first one can't set the second one because he lent money first. Like the shtaros were written on two different days, so the second one has the proof that he paid back to the first one. But the first one has no proof that he paid back to the second one yet, because the second one, when the first one first borrowed money, the second one took place later. The chom say no. Ze goyve shtar choyve ve ze goyve shtar choyve. Chom say no. We don't say the svar. We'll see in the Gemara. Why? They say each one has a right to collect his money. Itma, we don't like this. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyve ze al ze. Two people have a check, one against the other. Rav Nachman omar ze goyve ve ze goyve. Each one collects his money. Rav Shesh Yisoma, what's going on here? Hafuchi matros alomali. What are you stop changing money around? Like I owe you 100, and then you owe me 100. So you don't take the bill and play games with it. I give it to you, and you give it back to me. What do you got changing around? Ella rather, ze'oim mid b'shaloi. You stay in your property, but ze'oim mid b'shaloi. Like we cancel out, and that's all. That's the machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Shesh. It's more stuff like this. The Kula Yalm, everybody agrees. Prices we're talking about where they lent money and they both don't have money to pay back. So the question is now you have to go down to the property and collect the money from the karka. So everybody agrees. Idius for idius, if they both have idius, or else beninus for beninus, they both have the same type of properties, or else the buris is the buris, they both have their type of properties. Vadi, everybody agrees then. Hafuchi matrosahu. Well, like, what do you have to stand play games? I'm going to give you my field and you're going to give it right back to me. There's no purpose of changing around. Here there's no machlekes. Ki pligu is the machlekes, the istle lechad beninus. One of them owns a middle class of property. Or lechad ziburius, the other one only owns their type of property. So here there'll be a nafkamini when you collect. So it's like this. Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman holds, ze goiva ve ze goiva. Both of them have a right to collect. I go to you and take away your beninus. If I take away your beninus, what I originally owned was the burius. So now when I get your middle class, by me now, the middle class becomes my best, and my Zaburius becomes like my little class. So you'll only get back Zaburius. So that's why there's a difference. Let's see. Rav Nachman Sava, Zegoyva Vizagoyva. Yes, we switch around the property. Why? Kisavar he holds, Vishaloi Hen Shamin. When you get Zaburius and Idius and Beninus, the loch of a Baal Chayvism is if I lent you money, and now I want to collect the money back, and you don't have money, I have a right to get your property. Which type? Beninus. If you have three types of property, a Baal Chayv collects from Beninus, from the middle type of property. Now Rav Nachman holds what's called middle type. It depends upon Bishaloi Hen Shomin, what type of property you own. You don't go boss of the market price, what's called middle type of real estate, but you go boss of what you own. You could own three types of very, very bad property. But one is very bad, one is medium, one's a little bit better. Your medium is called your Beninus. We go boss of what you own. So therefore it's like this. Osi Baal Zaburius, the one that owns the Zaburius, the Gobel El Beninus, Tevi Gabe. So he goes now to the other person that has Beninus and collects his Beninus. Now when he brings it home, Tevi Gabe Yidius. To him, all he owned till now was a very bad piece of property. Now that he got a better one, the better one is called Idius, the better. Now be also who? So the second one now comes to him, the Shakal Zaburius. When he goes and tries and collects back, he can't get his Beninus back, because now his Beninus by the first one became Idius. So he only has the right to get the other one Zaburius. Therefore there is a difference. Where one guy owns a bad class, and one guy owns the middle class, that the bad one collects first, he gets the Beninus. That becomes his better property. So when the second one wants to collect back, he could only get his worse, which is his Beninus. So therefore there's a difference. What do we make the switch for? You know why? That we say a Baal Chayv gets for middle class property, it doesn't matter how it is by you, if you have better or less. There's a market value. What property is worth? So whatever is called Beninus, that's what you collect. So therefore, if the one that has the Burius first went and got his Beninus, he collected the Beninus. Now when the other one comes back and has the right to collect, even though the Beninus by you is your best, but in the marketplace it's still called middle type of property. Therefore he'll have a right to get back his Beninus. So then what are you changing around for? You don't gain. So that's why it's slow. Yeah. So Mar says, Saif Saif, Kiyosu Beninus and Avshe Kashakal. Like when you get it, the Beninus, it goes back to you. So you don't play games and to go back and forth. That's what my colleague is the Gemara Baba Kama. When you collect, do we say b'shaloi l'main shamin, go bust to the market, the value by the market, or do you go b'shaloi what you own? B'shaloi hain shamin, you go bust to what you have, like Rav Nachman. You go after what you yourself have. So we're asked now, Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, my chazis, who told you? Do you also bow the Zaburius Bereisha? Who told you the one that has the Zaburius comes and collects first and gets his Beninus? Maybe the opposite way. Let's say Lacey Baal Beninus Bereisha. Maybe the one that has the Beninus first comes to collect his Zaburius. V'ligve Zaburius. V'lahade v'ligve nalei. And then he'll give it back to him. Because now by him his Zaburius becomes his best. So he'll also only get back the Zaburius. So how do you know who comes first? Gemara says, Letzricha the Kodim Tviya. Talk about in the case where the one that had the Zaburius came and wanted to collect his Beninus, the other one's Beninus first. For the Gemara though, so, what do I care if he wants to come and collect it? But kiyosu lemikvei, badi adadi kosi. After they both complain one to another, now they go to Bezdin. They go to Bezdin together. So now my Bezdin's collecting for both of them together. So still, how do you know who came first? Case a little bit different. One guy had Idius, better property, and Beninus in the middle. The Yistlei lechad Zaburius, and the other guy has Zaburius. So now it's very good. Whichever one comes first, if the Zaburius comes first, he gets his Beninus. If the Beninus comes first, he gets his Zaburius. So Ma'asava b'shloi hen shamin. And then there is a difference. Ma'asava no b'shel kolodim hen shamin. And then there's no difference. So that's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashis. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. V'chacham mar nechom say in our Mishnah, ze goiva v'ze goiva. Both of them have a right to collect. That's what Chum say. When two people have a star, a check, one or the other, I have a check that you owe me 100, and you have a check that I owe you 100, it says they both have a right to come and collect. What does it mean collect? It doesn't mean to collect money, because that's for sure you don't stop throw the money back and forth. It means to collect the property. In a case where they do not have money to pay, you have a right to collect the property. So what's the case? So it says, to Rav Nachman, that you say, and there is a difference. Because like Rosh Hashis, you should say, why change around? So Gemara says, Tigmar Rav Nachman, I'll leave it to Rosh Hashis. Rav Nachman himself went to answer for Rosh Hashis. Could go into cases like this. Shalov Ozeh L'Yeser. He lent for 10 years like. V'zeh L'Chomish. He only lent the money for 5 years. So that's the difference. Hechidav, what are we talking about? Eli Marishan L'Yeser, the first person, borrowed for 10 years. V'sheni L'Chomish, the second one, borrowed back to me for only 5 years. Pahol leima admon. Could hear admon say, "Inu yisichayev luchov. I would owe you the money. Kate said to love me many. How come you're lending from me? Loimoti zimnei. That's not a kasha. Like I first borrowed $100 from you for 10 years, so I don't have to pay back for 10 years. Within these 10 years, it's like I don't owe you the money. So now it makes sense. After 5 years, I don't have to pay the money back. But I call upon if you need money, you have a right to come and say, would I lend you money? So who would make sense then that I should lend you money even though I'm not paying you back to Chayiv? Because in the middle of the 10 years I don't have to pay it back. So that can't be the case. El, it has to be like this. Rishon Lechomish. The first guy borrowed money from his friend for 5 years. Vesheni, now the second guy came and borrowed money back for 10 years. Lesser. Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? If the second guy came, if the second guy came after the first one was supposed to pay him back already, so my time with the Rabbanon, what's the time with the Rabbanon over here? Doesn't make any sense then. Why should he be goiva? Adma makes sense. Like, it's this raya to say he paid up already. That if it came the time for you to pay me up, so I was supposed to pay you back the money. So what kind of business is it that now you're coming and borrowing money from me? What do you mean you're borrowing from me? If I owe you money, the money should go because I owe it to you. Not that I'm borrowing you new money. So that should be a proof that really I paid you up already. And now I'm borrowing you second money. So how could the Rabbanan say no, we still collect one from the other? Let's say the time did not come yet for me to pay up yet. It's not the time yet, so what's the pshat in Admon then? Then it's the middle of the Zman, I'm not supposed to pay up yet, so it makes sense I should come and borrow money from you. Well, my time at the Admon then, what does Admon say? I don't have a right to say this. The case is like this. He came mamish on the last day when the 5 years are up. So Masav, on the last day came. So Masav, one holds Ovid Inish to Yazav Lyoime, a person could borrow money for 1 day. There, today yet is not the time for me to pay up. I have to pay up tomorrow first. Today is the last day of the 5 years. So today I don't have to pay you. So today it's like I don't owe you the money yet. So therefore, if you want to borrow money, I could lend you money for a day, if it makes sense. For Masav, the other one says, no, nothing doing. Nobody lends money for a day. So it has to be that I paid you up the money already. Because if I did not pay you up, what are you doing borrowing money from me? I owe you $100. So wait one more day, rather, and then you collect $100 from me. What are you going borrowing money? So since you're borrowing money, it must be that I already paid you up. So that's the Pshat in Admon. Rami Bachom Omer. He says, Hochi, over here we're talking about the Yasmei Askinim. We're talking about Yisoimim. The Yasmei Migve Govi Agvuyula Magvinim Enayu. Yisoimim have a right to go and collect, but we don't take money away from the Yisoimim. From the Gemara, I was there, Goyve Vezeh, Goyve Katani. It says now Mishnah, the Chom say they both collect one from the other. So how can you say the Yisoimim over here? So he answered back, Zeh goyve vezeh royal likvois. One collects, and the other one is fit to collect, but v'yeinlo, he doesn't collect. Since he wants to collect against Yisoyim, he can't collect. Some of Rav said it doesn't make any sense. Shtei tshuvas, but I have two kashas on you. Chodo de zeh goyve katoni. It says clearly they both collect. So you can't say one doesn't collect. V'yoid, legvinu aryeli asmei. Let's first collect for the Yisoyim property. Now, for lahadav legvinu minayu. And now you can go and collect the property back from the Yisoyimim. Like you wanted to say the Yisoyimim means they don't have their own property. They didn't yashar from the father. So from their own money they don't have to pay. That's good if they collect money. But if they collect karka, it's considered this property belong to the father like, and you have a right to take it away from them now. Kidder Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, to Yomer Rav Nachman, Am Rav Bavua, Yisoyimim shagov karka b'chay v'savien, if after the father died, now people owe their father money, and they return karka property. The locher is this property that Yisoyimim get after the father dies is as if they yashin it from the father. And therefore another Balchoiv, if somebody else comes and says, listen, your father owed me $1,000, pay us up. They say, we have nothing. No, you just got a karka. Is Balchoiv Chayz of a Gavreis from him? They could collect it. So according to Rav Nachman then, what do you mean you can't collect from the Yisoyimim? Let the other one pay up the Yisoyimim karka, and then he can take it away from them. So kasha, that's a good kasha, Taka. Fred Gemar Velukmi, let's say the case is, the Yistul Liyasmi is the Burius. The Yisoyim has the Burius. The Yistul the day Idius. The other one has Idius the Beninus. So the case is like this. The Az Liyasmi, the Yisoyim first go, Gobi Beninus. They get the Beninus. Omad Velay Zaburius. And then they pay back the Zaburius. Why? The Nami Bishel Kolodim Hem Shaman. Even if you want to say, you go Bosser, Kol Adam Hein Shamim, you go bust each one separately, but the Klal is, or Ein, Ephraim, Kol Adam is not yours, but you go after the marketplace, so Chura then here, even though you collected a Beninus, and by you it's different, but you should still get back the Beninus, by Yisoyimim it's different, but the Klal is, When does a Baal Chayv get benenis by a normal person? But when you go to collect from Yisoymim, then the Loch Ridge, you can't get more than Zaburius. So the Chur, maybe that's a teretz over here. Still, it's no good. Hani mili hechad letofis. That's only if you didn't grab already the property from the Yisoymim. I will hechad letofis tofis. But in the case where you chapt, where you're holding the property from the Yisoymim, you have a right to keep it. Like here, Avada Pasta Svara, why should we change around? Why should I give you? Let me hold on, what do I have? If I'm holding it, I have a right to keep it. So since I have the Beninus, the Chura, I have a right to keep the Beninus. Therefore, this Teretz Yisayim doesn't apply. We have to answer the other Teretz. That one was for 10 years, one was for 5 years, and the last day of the loan, that's when he came and borrowed the money. So the question is, do you borrow for one day or not? That's this Machlokes. All right, turn over.